Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live, it is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
Yo, what's up? This is Kevin Rudolph. You're listening to BuzzworthyRadio.net. Check out my single, Let It Rock, and check out my album, In the City, in stores now.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to a new edition of Buzzworthy Radio on this Thursday morning. It's 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time. It is July 16th, 2009 on BallTalkRadio.com. Our first of two shows today, we're going to be joined by, first off, in this section, we're going to be joined off by Scott Clifton, who plays the role of Skylar Joplin on ABC Daytime's One Life to Live. And then also at 12 noon, we're going to be joined by Chris Harrison. Many of you know him as the host of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Hollywood 401, and HGTV's Designer Challenge. But, let's see who this caller is. Let's take them right now. 904, what's up? How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just listening because I don't have sound on my computer. My computer broke.
Uh-oh.
On my laptop, actually. It doesn't work, so I have to get it fixed, but I don't have an extra 75 plus money to get it fixed, so I'm listening. I just woke up, too. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Absolutely. Yeah. A little early, isn't it? But, absolutely. We'll keep you on hold there, Georgette. All right? All right, let's bring on our co-host here for the day, Matthew Preston. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How's yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm really excited for the show. And I miss Georgette. I want to say, hey, Georgette. And hopefully, you get some money for those speakers, because we want you to listen to the show.
Well, listen to it without having to
exactly.
Dial on the phone. But, yes, we're just waiting for our guest of honor to show up. But that's all we're waiting for. But I see people are starting to show up in the chat room. I see Mel's in there, Jean's in there, and hey Mel, I see you made it across here for this show. Absolutely, we'll definitely keep you here. We love you. Jean's also in the room. What's up, Jean? And many of you know Scott Clifton from playing the role of Dylan Quartermain on General Hospital off the same network. And I was a huge fan of Dylan. He brought another side, another comedic character onto the show. Luke, played by Tony Geary, had that aspect going for him on General Hospital from time to time at best. But Scott was able to play it day in and day out. He brought it to the table. I loved what he's able to do with the character, and a lot of fans took to him. A lot of fans took to him in the role, and that's one of the things that I pretty much want to talk to him about, that his experience with General Hospital, and also what's coming up with him on One Life as of late. He plays a high school teacher on the series, and it looked like him and the character Star Manning, played by the lovely Kristen Alderson, were going to have a nice little budding romance, I guess. But who knows if that upset the Colin Star fans. I don't know, but they might have. But they were definitely going to, it looked like a romance was about to bloom there, which then culminated with Cole starting to do drugs and getting high and getting into that car accident that caused Matthew to be paralyzed. Me giving recaps, I don't know if that's my department. I think that's Mel's department on the Landview Lowdown. That's just my thing. But hey, if you need me to recap some One Life to Live, I'll do some for you. But I'm not very good at recapping story. I can try, but sometimes I fail. But yeah, that's just. And now he's involved with Gigi, or maybe involved with Gigi. I just know that Gigi and Skylar are working together to bring down Stacy, who's played by Crystal Hunt, and
It's like, even though he signed on in 2009, I mean, he's had so much story already and so much drama, which also makes a good soap opera.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Well, if it didn't make for soap opera, then it'll be boring.
Pretty much. And you know what? Happiness is the death in any soap opera. So I think it's really cool that he's actually coming on as somebody who has lots of issues. A teacher with lots of issues.
Nah, I was just told by Mel that he wants Gigi, huh? He wants Gigi. Listen, Mel, all right, look, this is what you got to do. You got to call into the show right now and give us a recap before he gets here, because, like I said, I'm not good at recapping stuff.
Exactly.
I can do it, but I can't do it, like, right on the spot. You have to, like, give me, like, time to, like, write it up. But call into the show. I texted you the number. Call in the show. Give us a little brief recap of what's happened with Skylar Joplin. I mean, come on, you got to throw me a bone. 646-595-4228 is the number to call into the show if you want to call in and state your case about Skylar, or if you just want to talk to Mr. Scott Christie when he arrives. The floor is yours. 646-595-4228. We have a chat room running up right now as well. So if you want to have questions for Scott prepared, or you want to talk about Skylar in the room, you can do so as well. You can even send us an email at natalie@buzzworthyradio.net. So those are your options right there. And there she is right now. All right, Mel. Tell me, what's the deal?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Skylar was Gigi's boyfriend in Vegas, and then when she saw Gigi and Rex in Vegas and followed him back to Landview, then he followed him back to Landview, became a teacher and all that stuff, and he wanted Stacy back at first, but then when he teamed up with Gigi to try to, like, find out what was going on, he started to fall in love with Gigi, so now he's, like, having dreams about her. He'll be dreaming, Skylar, I love you, but thank you for being there for me, this and that. I'm hugging him, and then he wakes up from his dream.
Girl,
Gigi right now.
Wasn't Roxy involved? Isn't Roxy involved somehow in this? I think
she's involved in the whole storyline, because the whole storyline right now is revolving around Shane and his stem cells and the cancer. Rox is involved, and we got to find out who the mystery man under the sheet is, who's supposed to be Rex's dad.
Who was the bone marrow donor for Shane and everything. And it was like, at first, Stacy was saying it was her, but we knew it wasn't her. And they're trying to prove Stacy is a fraud. She was lying about the whole thing. And, yeah, we're trying to find out who exactly is under that sheet, and apparently it's supposed to be Rex's dad. Rumor on the grapevine is it's Spencer Truman. Like I said, it's a rumor. I don't know if it's confirmed, but that's the rumor on the grapevine.
That's what I've been thinking, too. I've been saying that on the Landview Lowdown. I still think it's Spencer Truman, and that's how we're going to get our Lindsay out of jail.
But why? I mean, that'll get Lindsay out of jail, but that's just a good enough reason? That's just a good enough reason. Mel, that's a good enough reason, but I couldn't stand Spencer Truman when he was originally on. I won't be able to stand him when they bring him back, even if it's in this capacity. There's no way. I mean, I kind of was hoping it was Victor Lord. I really was hoping it was Victor Lord, but when I heard that it possibly is Spencer Truman, I was against it. Only because, really, we never saw any interaction between Spencer and Roxy anywhere. And I don't know. It seems a little too far-fetched for me.
Well, I think with Roxy, she's so crazy and fun. And I don't know how she she gets caught saying, you know, her secrets to people, and there's always somebody around the corner about to catch her, and poor Roxy. Gotta love that Roxy. Mm. Talking to her stuffed beaver, whatever his name is.
We love Eileen. She talks.
Why is it that many characters now are talking to stuffed animals? I mean, you have Mary Jane on the Island of Restless talking to her stuffed cat, and now Roxy is talking to a stuffed beaver.
Well, maybe it's slow in the casting department.
I guess so. Maybe it is. I mean, come on. People got to take pay cuts now. Now stuffed animals got to get in play now. You know what I mean?
That's just crazy.
I always go around saying that Kitty O'Wynar is a bitch. I mean, she's like a diva. I mean, come on. I'm saying that she's so jealous of Stacey Hyduke's talent, and she's getting all the praise for the storyline. What about the stuffed cat? Damn it.
Oh, no, that's funny.
That is
terrible. They had a chimp on Passion, so, I mean, it can all happen. Remember, there was a chimp on Passions who people talked to. I don't even know. Maybe the chimp talked back. But, yeah. What next? Maybe Erica Kane will be talking to a stuffed something or other next. What can she
already
talk
to a bear.
Well, actually, you know what? On All My Children,
Greenlee. She already talked to a bear.
Greenlee talked to the little stuffed tiger that Aiden gave her. Remember the
second
Greenlee they had?
Yeah, I remember that. And yeah. Erica Kane already talked to a bear. She already told the bear in Canada that she's Erica Kane and the bear cannot come near her. One of the most infamous All My Children scenes, anyway. I mean, I wasn't born when that scene aired, but, you know, they always would show that scene. I mean, they showed that scene when they celebrated its 20th anniversary. I was 5, and, you know, I watched it, and, you know, everybody talked about that scene. It's like that scene and the birth control bills. I mean, come on. What about Erica Kane do you not remember? That's the thing I'll say about it.
What a beautiful woman. And you know what's scary? She's prettier in person. I don't know how that's even possible. Really don't.
It is possible for them to look better in person than they do on TV. I mean, I've seen it. I've experienced it. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that look better on television, and then there are some that look better on television than in person.
You need that makeup.
Well, I tell you what, Katherine Hicklin did get a very, very good, I consider it a compliment being a woman. I had ran into a girlfriend of mine in New York for the Tales and Tots event recently, and she's like, so what you been up to? And I was telling her, and she was like, oh, I love that Lindsay. She said, now, so you got to know. She said, you got to tell me, because you've spent time with her where you've spent weekends with her, and this, and so you've seen her getting ready for bed, yes? And I said, yeah. She goes, when she takes off her makeup, is it tattooed on? And I said, absolutely not. She's a makeup artist. She used to
right,
be,
she's
you
a makeup
know?
Artist. Yeah, she should know.
And she has her own line of cosmetics, and I handed her my smolder right away, my kitty cat cosmetic smolder, and I was like, look, here's your first piece of cosmetics from her. I'm like, she's just that good.
She really
is. Oh, man.
A little promotion for Miss Hicklin. Definitely check out her Blog Talk Radio show, Emotional talk about it, guys, because I love it. Go ahead.
Oh, blogtalkradio.com/Katherine Hicklin every Sunday night. I produce the show for her, so I filter all your calls.
Emotional
and I try to get them all through.
It's a hard job. It really is. So we thank you.
It's a hard job. She gets 20-plus callers in that switchboard all the time. And, you know, I don't know, people that follow will understand that she only ends up having time to take 2 to 4 callers a show. So people get real upset with me. But that's okay.
I was there. I was there.
It's not Katherine Hicklin not answering your calls, people. It's me. So if there's an issue, just call back the next week. She's on every Sunday.
It's on every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. blogtalkradio.com/Katherine Hicklin, and you know, I just think it's a great show. She talks to you about anything and everything that's going on with you. She could be like one of those late night radio hosts that people call in with their problems of what's going on at home or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what it just sounds like to me.
I like
that kind of program. To be wrong, I do, but you know, that's just how I took it.
Oh yeah, no, it absolutely is. She started this show, you know, as a jumping off from her book that she just published, The 30-Day Heartbreak Cure, which you can find at Amazon.com. And it's, you know, not getting over like a death. All right, so people, she's not a psychiatrist. She just knows a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to get over a broken heart, you know, even if it's a fight between two girlfriends, you know, it doesn't have to be a relationship between a romantic relationship you're trying to get over. It could be any kind of relationship. It could be, you know, I hate my boss at work. I do this person. I'm having a problem with this person. She'll help you work your way through it and get to the root of things. And she's really cool about that.
That is really cool. So, Mel, let me ask you, who do you think the next, if another One Life to Live member was, you know, was to get a Blog Talk Radio show, who do you think it would be?
Like their own show?
Yeah, like who would be doing?
Robin Strasser.
Yeah. Yes, I'm pointing at you at the computer, Novell. You can't see me, but I'm pointing at you. I was like, yes, I was just going to say.
Robin Strasser, right off the bat. There's no, I mean, come on. It's pretty obvious that I had to pick her. I mean, she has her hotline. I mean,
the hotline. I need to know more about the hotline. Kitty was supposed to text me the number, and she never did.
Oh.
She started telling me all about Robin. She goes, have you heard Robin's hotline? She was telling me the other day, and I was like, no, what is it? What is it about? Text me. She's like, okay, I'm going to dinner. I'll text you later. And then, you know, she went to dinner, so.
She went to dinner and not text you.
And she didn't text me. Yeah, so I didn't get the phone number or whatever it might have been. Kind of like Sunday night, Novell.
Yeah, well, she told me to stay on the line, and then she hung up anyway. Oh, gosh. The hotline is a mess. I'll tell you that. All she said was that she has to take a time out from talking about contract negotiations. From the show, I mean, if they don't reach a new deal, her last tape date is December 18th on the show. So that's like, what, 5 months away? You know, a lot can happen in 5 months. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, she said it was her idea to have it done this early so they can go ahead and talk about the whole thing, get it underway, and see what they can do. Ron should be back for vacation now, so I know they had to wait for him to get back from vacation before things could take into the next level as far as it goes. You know, she's not saying she's quitting. She's not telling her fans that she is quitting. She's not quitting. She doesn't want to say that. She doesn't want to put that out there. So if you want to hear the whole thing, you want to hear the hotline, you can dial.
You
gotta
put in,
it's 212.
212.
Like just jot it down. 212-414. 5300.
Nice.
All right. So make sure you guys check that out.
Standard
rate supply. Standard rate supply, if you call that. So, yeah, if you need to pay long distance fees, you're going to have to.
Oh,
luckily, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, me neither.
But a lot of people won't care anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, these phone companies nowadays, whether it's your home or your cell, everything's pretty much unlimited long distance, so you'll use their service. So there
true.
You go.
Yeah.
212
now,
is a New York number, just to let y'all know.
It is a New York number. And speaking, since we were talking about Captain Nicholson, Mel and I were talking about the other day, why don't we give them stuff about upcoming Captain Hicklin events, because I know she's got some. She's got a Vegas thing.
She does have quite a few events coming up, you know, and if I would have been more prepared, knowing if I was going to be on the line, September, I'll get them, I'll email them to you later so you can post them on your site. I know in September she's having this huge blowout cat extravaganza weekend. I believe it's September 19th and 20th in Vegas, or you can go to katherinehicklin.com and find out more about where to get tickets, where she'll have, like, book signing and, you know, makeup tips, where she'll have her cosmetics there. Best cosmetics ever. The lip gloss, I'm telling you. I can't live with. I've never been a lip gloss girl. I can't live without my Cat Cosmetic lip gloss. Just can't. It's the best thing ever. I don't even take my kid to school without it, and I don't get out of the car. It's pretty bad. That's good lip gloss.
That must be. I mean, you're pretty much describing a Little Mama's lip gloss song and video right now. I mean, that's
how bad. I tell
you,
right? Oh, man, it's fabulous. And then she'll have her book there, and she'll do book signings, and she's also a clinical hypnotherapist, so she's going to be doing hypnosis sessions for quitting smoking, weight loss, all kinds of things. So it's going to be really great. Definitely, definitely go check out her website, Nevelle. I'll make sure I get you all the information. You can put it up on yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then in New York for Fan Weekend, which I believe is the weekend of August 15th, I think you need to get Georgette back on the line. She would know better than me on that aspect. Hi, Georgette.
Yeah.
I heard you for a split second. It's 7 o'clock in the morning for me, girlfriend.
That's dedication, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think it's the August 15th weekend for the regular One Life to Live and ABC Fan Weekend or whatever, where they're taking the cruise and stuff. Well, Catherine Hicklin, instead of doing a dinner/fan event, she's going to do a hypnosis event. You know, it's a little bit more economy friendly. She's only going to charge like $20-$30, I believe, for the event. So it's going to be really cool to check out. And if you've never seen a stage hypnosis show, she took me to my first one in Vegas. It is awesome.
I've never been to a stage hypnosis. I've always wanted to go to one. I've never been to one ever.
They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
It's fun and it works. If you believe it, because it's all about the mind. It's not like voodoo, hoodoo, you know,
yeah,
New
not.
Orleans stuff.
Voodoo.
Voodoo, bruja. You know, it's.
Yeah.
It's all about the mind is such a complicated animal as it is, you know. So, I mean, when she puts you to sleep and, you know, just gets you into that, not to sleep, you're still awake, but you're not, your subconscious is, like, thinking for you, basically.
Yeah, when
mm-hmm. she does.
You won't, like, do something you don't want to do. And basically, it sounds like the hypnotist is, It's whatever they're suggesting, your body's like, oh, you know what? That sounds like a really good idea. Yes, I will get up and dance like a ballerina.
Exactly.
You know, that sounds like a good idea. I'll do that. Okay.
That's
fun.
Exactly,
it really is fun.
What it is. And they can make you see things, too. The guy she took me to see, his name was Mike. God, I wish I could remember this guy's name so I could plug his show in Vegas because he was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But he had it to where, you know, he had, like, 8 people on the stage or 6 people on the stage and they all had their eyes closed and they were waiting and he's talking to the audience and he said, now when I turn around and I face my people that are asleep here, you know, he goes, they're not going to see me with any pants on. And all these people are going to have what they're going to see is a tiny, tiny weenie. He goes, except for this girl. And he taps the prettiest chick on the stage, right? He goes, she's
nice.
Really huge. So they wakes him up and he turns around. Everybody's laughing and pointing, and the one girl is going, "Yeah."
Oh man!
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. It was the funniest thing ever. So yeah, I mean, they can even make you see things that aren't there. I mean, the man had his pants on, but
right.
They saw him without them. So.
Yeah, and yours is the one where they do, like, the number 7, where I remember this one, I saw this one where this girl was, she can count, and she didn't know, like, she couldn't say the number 7. And everyone kept laughing at her, like, the audience would laugh at her, saying, oh, how do you not know number 7? So she would say, the hypnotist would ask, what's 6 plus 1? And she would say, 8. And it's like, no, it's, you know, are you sure? Like, what's 4 plus 3, or what's 10 minus 3? And she would get so frustrated, she started to cry, and she was like, I don't know what's going on. It was a lot of fun.
But she started to cry.
I mean. Like, that's,
man.
Yeah. Sure, I'm sure Catherine won't make you cry, but.
I don't think Catherine will make you cry.
She was so into, the girl was so into it, she wanted to get the question right. Like, she was like, I know this answer. And she, like, knew it in the back of her head, but everyone, you know, clapped for her in the end and was there for her. So, yeah, it was fun.
it's definitely an interesting thing to go watch, and if you can see her do, I can't wait to see her do a show. Now, she's done an individual hypnosis, mini hypnosis on me before, and it works, you know.
Oh, okay.
But
will she be doing it in New York?
She's going to do it in New York for the fan weekend thing.
Okay.
I believe she has, and I don't have her the cards in front of me right now, but I believe she just opened a clinic in L.A. by appointment only. Like I said, you really need to go to KatherineHicklin.com. I hate to watch her call me up today and be like, I have no clinic in L.A. What are you talking about? So, but yeah, definitely go to KatherineHicklin.com. You will get absolutely all the information you need. You can go there to actually have a link to her cosmetics website where you can order her fabulous cosmetics and her book and a link to our show with a nice, not so pretty picture of me and her on that page. I need to go. She looks beautiful. I'm all like sweaty in it. I'm like, thanks.
Stop.
Love the pic. So every time I'm with her now, I'm like, let's take another one for the website.
Now, I know this is a little too advanced. I got to know. Tell me you know she's going to probably make an appearance at Rock's Hope 2 in April. Do you know by any chance is she going to go this year or next year?
No idea. That's way too far away for her to probably even be thinking about. When is that?
April 9th.
April.
It starts on April 9th. April 9th, yeah. 2010. The only reason I asked is because I did not even know she was supposed to attend the one in March at all until they told me afterwards.
I slipped the beans. Well, her and I had a previous engagement I forgot about. Oops.
Yeah.
I will ask her if she's going. I definitely will find out if she's going to that next year or if she has any plans on going next year, and I'll let you know. But
Hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, I'm sure when she comes on, because, you know, Landview Lowdown took a hiatus for the summer. So when her scenes come up, I mean, I doubt we'll open a show just to do one, just to talk about her scenes. So maybe we can get her to come on here to come talk about her scenes for whenever they air them here at the end of July, right? Aren't they supposed to air at the end of July?
I think so, yeah, at the end of July, yeah.
So, yeah.
I didn't get an official date for her yet, though, but I think it's at the end of July, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, what happened to I get up or at 6:45 in the morning, hear old Scotty boy here, look at what, you got to tell him what he's doing to me.
I do got to tell him what he did to me. you know what I mean? It's just that, everybody's like going, you're not here yet? And I'm like, no. And his manager's in L.A. time, so I know they're not up yet.
Hey, I'm on L.A. time, and I'm up.
I know, right?
Maybe he needs new management.
that laugh was reminiscent of Kat right there. Good lord.
Little you.
Yeah.
Kat,
you can
my
tell
sister, right?
Kat, your sister. And she laughs like that all the time on Annie and Burl Show. Another good show to check out, by the way. My God. Love it.
That is a good show, too. I tell you what, my sister, she's something else. Some stuff comes out of her mouth that I can't even believe. She's so sweet, you know. But she has that dark sense of humor being a nurse.
She has that stigma, and especially when she's with Rock Dog, it comes out, man. I love that. So awesome.
Love it. Love them
fighting. Oh, God, they fight too much. But I love it. I have to hear it. It's like my cup of tea or something. Whatever. It's one of those things. I don't know how to describe it, but it's great. But, yeah, check it out. She's Annie and Burl's on every Wednesday and Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Guarantee 26 minutes of quality entertainment or your money back. That's their slogan.
And are we still getting hate mail to Annie and Burl? There's a little running joke we have on this show. in the Valley Village.
Oh,
Village,
and which, make sure if you have any hate mail, send it to rockdog at anniebrilltalk.com.
There you go. That's the running joke.
That just goes from this show all the way to every other blog talk show out there. All hate mail goes to rockdog at anniebrilltalk.com.
You said that. That is hysterical. I call him Rock Cutie. I love Rock Dog. And Joanne's here.
Hi, Joanne. Sorry, you guys, about Scott not making it, but, you know, there's always rescheduling. We can always do that. But I'm telling you again, this is our first show because we got to come back again in, like, an hour and a half. At 12 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette host, Hollywood 411 on the TV Guide channel, and Designer's Challenge of HGTV. What doesn't this guy host? Come on now.
He's on everything.
He is on everything. And, well, now he can add this to the list because now he's going to be on here at 12 o'clock. So we're going to be back in an hour and a half, so make sure you guys come back for Chris. For all of you that tuned into the show, thank you so much for coming on out. And from all of us here at Buzzworthy, I'm Novell J. Lee signing off, making sure you get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys in an hour and a half.
See you later.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.